Blog Talk Radio.
For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us, and I do mean all of us, outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, folks. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, was with the Z. The call-in number tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello, and I want to say welcome to the audience tonight. Those that don't know or who have never heard this show before, you might be listening for the very first time. Greetings to you. My name is Andy Brown, and along with my co-host, the ever sensational, the very fabulous Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101.
That's right.
We live vicariously through you, and we broadcast live. The Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. It goes down, folks. We want to say because of you, callers, the listeners, the bloggers, or whatsoever you're doing to listen to this show, it's better and better and better week. And as you're going to find out, tonight will be no different. Calendars, folks. Wednesday, April the 13th. If you didn't do your taxes yet, I don't know what you're waiting on. That child support gonna be what it is, man. Go and get that taken care of. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm tired.
No.
Yes,
not you.
Harriet
tugged
me today.
You tired? The media mogul herself?
Yes. I mean, you know, I'm a diva. You know, the Beyonce's definition of a diva. The female version of a hustler.
Okay.
Now I have many things to give.
Right.
You know, by day I'm an explainer.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, media mogul, production, blog talk, marketing. So it gets kind of hectic. And today was one of those days. But you know, hey, I'm complaining, I'm blessed, and I'm happy to be here. How about that?
Hope is about to get live. Miss Oatmeal failed to mention that her video will be out soon. Mind, she's become a music entity herself because the track Knick Knack is so hot. I play that on the tail end of the show going outro, and we want y'all to go ahead and peep that. Listen to it on our link. In fact, we're going to let the folks know about that on our Facebook page, and How Was Your Weekend? Also was spelled with a Z. I want to thank you all for chiming in on this one. Follow us pretty soon on that one. Our topic last week was hot, y'all. Not you again. When your past has resurfaced, things can happen, you know, and it just brings up that old issue, that old person, or that old situation, and all of the sudden.
All of the sudden.
Here you go again. I thought I got rid of this a long time ago.
Right.
But if you want to know what we're talking about, follow us on the Blog Talk Radio. If you're in the chat room, you want to go to the homepage, click on the previous link, find out about that. We got it popping up in here, baby. That's how we do. Bottle popping, crystal is open. Let's go on and get cracking with the show for real up in this piece. Because we're going to do the same old thing. It's going to be a different story with the same ending. You know what we're talking about. You've seen the post on Facebook. You've seen the post on your text message. Your friends have told you about it. It's out of control.
Out of control.
Think about it. I got to paint the scenario for my people out
paint
there.
Paint it up, paint it up.
And I'm going to give it to you on this aspect because maybe somebody wasn't thinking about it this way. You've applied for this job. You've applied for this job. You've applied for something else. Maybe you wanted to be the next CEO of the company.
Okay.
Or you wanted to work your way up and have your own business.
Right, right.
Or you had to go partner in with somebody. But now look where you're at. Back to that same old drawing board. Because something didn't happen just right to where it went your way all the time.
Okay.
You know, let's just hit him in the gut with it, Ms. Oatmeal. Sometimes we tend to look for all the right things from all the wrong people,
mm-hmm.
and we end up right back at square one. So instead of making a full circle, you just hit all these bad angles, ended up right back where you started from. So if you've been living for a while, you've experienced this. We know you've been there. It happens. Now, you might have been affected by some of the economic hardships. So, you know, you just feel like you just can't get right on the job. And everywhere you go,
you get the bad supervisor.
Oh. Or maybe
everywhere you go.
Or maybe you always got the job so far, you get the bad shift. You got to work 11-7.
Mm.
And all your friends get off at 4.
12-9.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a different story, but the same ending. You know, so you're dating. And you saw the post. You dated the cute one. You dated the short one. The thick one. The athlete. The nerd. The jock. Hell, even a politician. Because maybe, just maybe, it was something different about all of them. Everybody else you had before was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's something special about this one.
Right, right.
But guess what? You still single.
What?
Really?
Sounds like Tracy Townsend. They need to chime in and watch that movie.
Uh-oh. Mistakes can happen. But we're going to discuss it in detail. You know, Miss Oatman, what happens with that situation? It's a different story. We're still the same, isn't it?
Man, I mean, whew. It's reality is a beast.
True that.
And, you know, you have to go through the same things over. Sometimes God will place you in the same situation over and over again until you get your lesson.
Oh, so true. Been there, y'all. If anybody knows me coming up, I mean, even back when Polaroid pictures were cool, y'all know me from back in them days up until now. Yeah, I've had some of these issues before. We all have. So I can relate.
Oh, yeah, I can relate as well. I've had the bad supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
More than one. But guess what? I kept being placed in that situation until my prayer life got better.
Right.
My attitude got better. My let me take a few punches and look at it in a different angle. Once I started to do that, God removed those obstacles.
Amen, church.
I promise you that.
Okay.
I just got a promotion, 2 months ago? And I had a manager from hell. Everybody went to HR on this manager. Two of our people told me I wasn't going to get promoted. I said, really? I said, give me 6 months. This is when I first started.
Right.
6 months later, I got promoted. Why? Because I handled it differently than I had before in the past.
Mm.
I could have been just like the rest of them and, you know, left the company or went to HR or got wrote up. None of that happened to me.
Right.
Now, we had some altercations, but I handled it differently than I had before.
Right.
So there's the key.
Understood. Well, maybe some of our callers and our listeners have gone through something like this. I'm going to visit the chat room here in a minute. But if our callers want to know what's going on, you got the call-in number. It should already be programmed into your cell phones and your Blackberries and your Palms and your cell phones and whatsoever you got stored with your phone numbers in it. Online happy hour call-in number, baby, 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. tonight's topic is different story, same ending. So we can talk about that. I mean, how does something like this really begin? Where does all of this start? Is it something in what you desire to do? You see this particular image or the goal that you want to accomplish, and you got your mind so set on that goal that maybe all these roadblocks are in the way and you're not paying attention to them. Well, maybe when you're looking for that special person and you're just looking to say, I just want a woman. I just want a man. Well, you keep getting that man, you keep getting that woman, but you're not getting the one that you really want to be with.
Right.
Because you're just looking for stuff. Well, man, if I just get a job, man, I'd be cool. Okay, cool, I'll give you a job. You're going to throw these boxes off the back of this airplane and get them loaded up for freight. Nah, man, you know what I'm saying? That ain't what I really want to do. But you said you want a job.
Right.
You said that you could just, man, if I can just make it till next week, everything will be cool. If I can just get this paycheck, I'll be back in line. Okay, cool. Well, you got your paycheck. We saw you at happy hour, shaking and dropping it for chicks you ain't even know all of 30 minutes. But see, you broke again on Tuesday. Man, if I can just make it till next week. Nope. Sorry. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but somebody might not need to go to the happy hour this weekend. Be at this happy hour right here. It's free. As long as you're paying your cell phone bill, we got you covered. Speaking of paying the bills, I got to send a special shout-out and want to let the people know about Stream Energy. This summer is approaching and it's about to get hot. Reach out to Ignite and Ignite Energy Broker like myself and learn how to keep your energy bill cool. And I'll be honest with you, folks, my light bill last month was $75.65.
What?
I'll show you my bill. So click on the Blog Talk Radio page for more details about Stream Energy, and they'll show you how you can not only become a customer but become a member yourself and become your own broker. So let's talk about it, Miss Oatmeal. The phone line's about to get hot and heavy. We can even bring it on because we're here in Dallas, Texas. We can bring it to somebody here in Funkytown, Fort Worth.
I think we should elaborate on this just a little bit more.
Okay.
Take it to the phone line.
Talk to me.
As far as a relationship is concerned,
well,
I know a lot of people could relate to this.
Mm-hmm. How is that so?
Because you date, especially if you're single.
Okay.
Or maybe if you were previously married, it didn't work out. And prior to that, you were single and dating many people.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the politician, the athlete,
right,
the nerd, the short guy, the tall guy, the fat guy, the thug. I mean, you dated them all.
Forgot about thugs.
But you're still single.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there could be several reasons behind that. As far as I'm concerned, in my experience, how my experience goes is that I had to figure out who I liked first. See, it wasn't that something was always wrong with me. Sometimes there was something wrong with me. Maybe I was maturing,
mm-hmm,
into a woman to realize and to see what a real relationship was and what it's all about. Because it's not just about material things. It's not just about the car he drives. It's not just about him being smart.
Stop.
You know,
stop.
All of this. But you have to sometimes go through.
Can you say that again? Somebody missed it. They just tuned in right now and missed what you just said.
They missed it. It's not just about what kind of car he drives. It's not just about the kind of job that he has. It's not just about how he looks.
Hmm. Okay.
All these things can play a part, but it's not just about one of those things. And sometimes it takes for you to go through this experience to figure out what it is you really want. And then you can also recognize, am I the problem?
Right.
And when? Because you may be going through something in your life, or you may have low self-esteem, or you may have anger issues, or you may have some core problems, and you box yourself in.
Right. That's so
and
true.
And you're blocking yourself
that is
from
so
someone,
true,
you know, really getting into you. So there, it could be several reasons why you have, you know, a different story but the same ending. Then there's those serial daters, I call them. that just, you know, date all those different types of guys or those different types of females and say, I just can't find nobody. There's no good men or no good women out there. Really?
Uh-oh.
Really?
Uh-oh.
What are you doing wrong? Do you think that you can run through all these chicks or run through all these dudes and you deserve the man or woman of your dreams? Really? Somebody. Is that how you think it works?
Yeah.
Well, sure, I've got a clue, Mom. I mean, how about trying something different? You might have a different ending.
Right.
Like, take a break and really look at yourself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And create yourself of this person that you want to be. So if you want to be a good wife or a good husband, then you need to be that.
Hey, man,
before
sorry.
They enter the door, then you can be that person.
That's what's up. For ladies and gentlemen who don't know, this is the Realness 101. Miss Old Man Brown is coming with it. I hope y'all are ready. Let's come and get to it, Miss Old Man. Let's see what they got to say. Comments, please. 646-727-3279. Let's take it to Funky Town, Fort Worth. We got a caller that's chiming in. Your last number's ending in 8875. Who's on the line with us tonight on the happy hour?
Ah, Mr. Michael Stiles, what's going on, Andy? What's happening, Ms. Brown?
Mike, what's going on, bro? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, man. Enjoying Hey, what's going on?
I'm good.
Already enjoying the subject tonight. Already. I mean, because that's, I mean, y'all hit it right on the head, man. But just to chime in with y'all, one of the things I see is a lot of times, you know, whether it's a job or a relationship and where you say it's a different story but the same ending, a lot of times we tend to sabotage ourselves.
Okay.
We tend to make excuses. You know, I speak from experience because many jobs I had in past years was I wasn't going to let anybody talk to me any kind of way. That was always the reason I walked out. Never got fired, walked out on a job. You're not going to talk to me any kind of way. I'm over here breaking my back, doing my hardest, working hard as I can. And you talk to me worse than you talk to these people over here who ain't doing a damn thing.
Right.
So you know what? I'm finna go. And I go to the next job. Man, I done worked everything from dumping trash and doing recycle all the way to, man, I don't work in offices, office manager of a freight boarding service. And guess what? You're not going to talk to me any kind of way. You're free jobs, but everything ain't the same. Until one day I realized it wasn't him, it was me. I had to learn how to bend and compromise. I had to learn that everything is not going to always go my way. And when I came to that realization, I became a little bit more happy with myself. And then I realized who I was as an individual. See, I was really meant to run my own business. As I do now, I rent a booth. I'm a hairstylist. I rent a booth out, make all my money. I dictate my hours at the shop when I come and go. But guess what? I work as hard just as if I was punching in the clock.
But I'm happy
because I'm doing something that makes me happy.
Right.
And if, now, let's take it to the relationship. I've dated the whole list that y'all named off. I've dated the gangster chick. I've dated the professor.
Me too.
I've dated a city councilman before. I mean, I've dated a nice list.
Yeah. I'm with
mean,
you there, bro.
Short, tall, big, thick, slim. And guess what? The problem was not them. The problem was me. I had insecurities. So my insecurities got in the way. But then when I realized what my insecurities were, once I realized what they were, I fixed them and I became secure.
Yeah.
And then after that.
Now, let me ask you this, Mike, and this kind of ties into what we're doing.
Okay,
why does it seem that you have to meet so many people just to find that one when others seem to find what they're looking for faster than you?
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. One, I got to go back to it. I believe it's the confidence you have in yourself. It's the state of maturity that you're in, because speaking from a man's perspective, if mentally you had never reached the state of being a man and all you know is being a male, being a boy, you'll never be satisfied. You know, boys, let's be real, man. Boys are spoiled. Boys are needy. We need, because we're trying to find our identity, and we try to find it through other people. We try to cling on to this because maybe I'm like this or maybe I'm like that. Yeah, we do it with our women. We do it with our women. A boy wants, it's like this. A boy wants a brand new toy. You can't tell you, I mean, say, boys like toys, but if you sit up here and take a boy into a store, you put a brand new toy over here in front of him, and you put a used toy, guess what he's going to try to get? He's going to try to get the brand new toy because it's shiny, it's new.
Shiny. New. And I get to break it in.
So this is what I'm going to bring it like this here. A dime and a penny. A dime is shiny. A penny is a dull copper piece. But guess what? It takes 10 of those pennies to make a dime. You can't have a dime without that penny. If you stay around that penny long enough, and I'm going to tell everybody this, guess what? Before that penny is dull, that penny is shiny at one time. And you can take something to help shine that penny. See, we always try to find something new with women, because we base our status on that. I'm just going to be real. I mean, hey, it can be some cats out there. They might not agree with what I'm saying, but I'm only speaking from my experience. I can't speak for everybody. And it might be some cats out there that really don't like what I'm saying. Because they might feel like I'm telling too much tonight. But you know what? I'm just in that type of mood, y'all.
That's how it's supposed to be, bro.
That's
Mike.
How I've been today, too, Mike. Shoot.
Mike, stick around, bro. Hold the line. I got to get back to the phone line.
Gotcha.
Y'all know what's going on. Different story, same ending. We got different people telling these stories, but the same ending is just the realness. Let's go on and get with it and take it up north. Y'all know how we do. Every time it goes hard, y'all seen this picture. Oh, my goodness, this picture is off the chain. Of Nikki doing her thing up in Michigan, Detroit's finest. Nikki's on the line with us tonight. Nikki, how you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, what's up, fam? What's going on, Miss Oatmeal?
Hey, girl.
What is up? Hey, Andy, how are you?
I am wonderful. For those of you all who need to see these thighs and these legs, she got this dazed and look. Don't look directly.
Why are you putting her on blast like that?
Because she's fine. If you go. Ladies and gentlemen, how was your weekend on your Facebook page? You just click there and see this picture. You'll never look at, you'll never want to climb your stairs the same way ever again.
Thanks, Andy, I think.
Okay.
Different story, same ending. What's going on with you, Nikki? You heard what Mike had to say.
Yeah, first of all, just, you know, big ups, shouts out to Mike for keeping it real. You know, I don't really give a damn how anybody else, any men, are feeling if they feel some type of way about what he just expressed. That's one of the problems between men and women. We act like the way we feel is some sort of secret, like we're breaking a code any time we divulge, you know, this thing called being human. So I just want to tell Mike I appreciate the honesty and the openness and him being, you know, forthcoming with information like that, because one of the things about women, we don't think that men hurt the same way we do, because it's not displayed for all to see. And when I say all, I don't mean, you know, you having a pity party with a YouTube video. I simply mean that it's not typically expressed to us when men hurt. So we go around with this attitude just thinking, oh, well, you know, he just broke up, he'll get over it, because that's what's displayed. So anytime somebody can be open and transparent about how they're really feeling, nothing but love. But what I'll say about the topic, you know, the older you get, you know, from my perspective, from a dating perspective, I don't even want to talk about work. I just got off about an hour ago. I don't even care. But as far as relationships go, I would say that it's the same ending, but it's really the beginning of you being prepared for when that person comes along. You know, and okay. How long does it take? It takes the average, on average, it takes a person at least, you know, minimum 6 months to find a house. It takes 6 months to find, and then when you do find a few, you still haven't made the final decision. It took me 2 years to figure out which college I was going to go to. Major decisions in your life take time. So when you're dating, that's nothing more but gathering data to figure out what's going to make you happy for the long haul. So, you know, when I'm out here dating and, you know, things don't work out, hey, it's cool. I just know when the next person that comes along possesses those same characteristics that you did, I know I won't fool with them long either. So it's just a matter of that not working out and getting you prepared. You know, it's just a planning. You know, everything has to be planned out. You're just being prepared for when the right person comes along.
Okay. Ms. O'Meara, you have a comment on that?
Yeah. Interesting.
When you know, the right person comes along, and I can say that probably about 10 years ago or maybe 9 years ago, you know, I ran into some nice cats, some nice guys, you know, that
mm-hmm.
were ready, and I wasn't. If I was honest enough to say that I was not ready.
Right. And that's where it starts. You know, you got to find it in yourself and just be real about it.
Right.
You know, speaking of keeping it real, for all the fellas out there, you know, Mike said he's a barber. When you're in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's time to get that fresh, clean cut, I want you to go to Goodfellas, one of their fine establishments. They got 6 locations, folks. So I want you to holler at my man Carl. His phone number is 404-246-9439, and he is a good fella. So when you sit in his chair, tell him AB sent you there. And since we're talking about folks in the ATL, let's go ahead and go back to the phone lines and represent. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Line happy hour. Those who are in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. I see Miss LGZ getting off up in there. I'm going to talk about some of her comments in just a second. But I want to go ahead and go back to the phone lines and get my caller in the ATL that's on the line right now. Caller, you on the line. Who is this? Hello? Talk to me. Who's on the line with us? Andy, Atlanta, Georgia. Andy. Yes.
Andy, you hear me?
I can hear you, man. Who is this on the line?
It's your cousin, Big Bear.
Man, you know how big my family is. Who is this?
Lionel.
What's up, L? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is my personal trainer, my cousin, my kinfolk, representing Gold Gym. What's up, Lionel?
Not much, man. I've been listening. Nikki, Mike, they all had good points. You know, people say they got different stories all the time, but really all the stories really come down to one principle, and that's
okay.
You're trying to grow up and find yourself.
Right.
And when you're trying to find yourself, you want to think it's everybody else because you think you're already perfect. But when you truly find yourself, you've matured enough to where you know it's you going through phases, and it's not always been someone else's problem or someone else was the catalyst for anything that happened that you found was bad in your life. Because everybody's responsible for taking care of their own life, to control their own destiny.
That's from good genes, young man. I like the way you think. That's what's up. That's real talk. Nikki, you had a comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but the only thing I would piggyback on that and say is that while you're growing and maturing, there are just certain things, you know, God made me a certain way, and there are certain things about me that I am not going to change. They are non-negotiables. So I think that people have to really be careful in regards to while they're growing and maturing, that they're being honest in regards to who they are. You can't change for people. You know, now you can alter your behavior if you have some things that are wrong. You know, if you're negative or you're, you know, condescending, or if you're disrespectful, or if you're, you know, you're selfish or, you know, self-righteous. Those things are characteristic traits that can be changed once you figure out that, you know, that's not the right way to be. But once you start getting into changing for people, you know, you then become someone else for the relationship, and then you're not who you are, and you're not going to be happy anyway. So one thing I do know, at this current age, this is who I am, you know, and pretty much you can take it or leave it. Kick rocks with no socks. But as far as, like, changing, no, growth and change are can be two different things, and I don't see myself changing for anyone.
All right. I wasn't saying anything.
Hello? Go ahead, Lionel.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't say anything towards you, Nikki, in a general aspect. A lot of guys would like to say, oh, she was messed up, or oh, she was crazy. But really, it's the guy that was like, oh, it has to be her, it can't be me. And a lot of the people don't know how to visualize or even recognize within themselves that, hey, this is what's going on, and it's a problem that I am causing. And a lot of times people get either pointed at or criticized instead of guided or help showing them that this is what you're doing. Now take a step back, and if it wasn't you, how would you like if that was being, you know, that action was being coming at you? So I know, because like, say my little brother, I had to come in and step in for my little brother to help him see some of his actions. Even though he's going through a tough time, and I know things have gotten emotional, and, you know, he would get anxiety ridden, I'd have to help him take a step back and be like, look, it's always on you. It will always be on you, because there's two parts of a relationship, you and the other person. And if you're so focused at pointing that finger at the other person, you're really not even trying to change or help yourself.
Right, but they have to be receptive to that. So that comes with growth.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
If they're not receptive and not trying to hear you, then they're going to continue to do what they're doing because that's what they want to do. It's not until they just bump their head real bad, whether it's a male or a female, you know, just people in general.
Right.
You know, just like on the job, you know, we talk about on different jobs and, you know, you the bad supervisor. I mean, how do you continue? How do you deal with that? When you're working hard and doing your best and putting your best foot forward and they're really picking at you, you're really not doing anything wrong. It really is them.
Yeah.
How do you handle yourself? Continue to handle yourself in the same way where you end up in HR or, you know, you argue with another coworker, you find another job. I've been there, all the above. But once it kept happening over and over again, I'm like, what is it? You know, I needed an attitude adjustment. I did have a bad attitude. But I had to change that. But it took many opportunities to get hit with that same situation over and over again for me to realize. And then I realized even if you are doing your best, nothing is wrong, you can still get things still may not work out right for you. So you still need to know how to handle yourself and how to deal with it when you are doing your best and you are doing what's right. And nothing is in sight of danger. But then,
I think when it comes down to that situation, you just really got to understand and trust in who you are and what, like you said, what God has made you. And if you know that you've made the changes to where your attitude isn't just negative, then there's going to be someone out there who wants to look and hunt for someone to make themselves feel better so they're going to talk down upon. But if you know you're doing your best, you're giving it your all, and you're not doing anything wrong, let them come and just treat it like a grain of salt. Let it roll down your back. Because then you are being able to handle somebody who is negative, still produce something that's positive, and you're not in any type of circumstance to where you're risking losing anything because you got an attitude. Nobody can point their finger at you because they said, oh, you snapped back at this and that. Whether the other person was trying to antagonize or not, it's like you want to be a rock, you want to be a wall. You're not moved by the negative, but you continue to be a positive reinforcement for whatever it is that you're doing or someone who might be looking at you and modeling themselves after you.
Now, when you say someone's modeling themselves, what does that mean exactly?
Well, because there could be somebody who is going through a rough spot in their life, and they're at work, and they're pissed off, and they might know of a similar situation that they can relate to you with, but then they're watching how you're handling everything else. And them mimicking what they saw you do during the same situation could possibly save them their job. So even though they're going through a hard spot, they were that close to losing their job, but they tried it your way one day, and it kept them being able to put food on the table to provide, you know, shelter for their family. Just because they're watching you, and they know that you're going through some rough times or whatever, but yet you still didn't pop off back. There was something about that, and then it might even give them the courage or the strength to ask you, say, hey, what did I do? What do I need to do? How did you get through this spot? And then you've put yourself in a position to where you can make a positive change in someone else's life, which even further puts you in a growth mode, because now you go from growing from not recognizing to recognizing and exhibiting a behavior to now being able to guide somebody else to help them be able to exhibit that later, that behavior, and be able to, just like a chain effect going down the line.
I like that. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mike on the line? I want to get another male perspective on that. Mike, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just sitting back soaking it in, man. And
okay.
I have to agree with a lot that he just said, because people do watch what you do, and a lot of times when you do make changes within yourself, people take notice of that. Because not only are you helping yourself to mature, but you help those to mature around you. And when speaking of the aspect of even, you know, just kind of going back to relationships, a lot of times we tend to not want to hear people tell us about the changes that we need to make. And we feel like it's just them. But when we come to that realization that, hey, you know, it's me and I do need to make these changes, a lot of times when you make changes, you'll notice that the person you with, they might sit up here and sit back, you know what, I think I need to make some changes too. It's part of growth. Because for you to grow on your job the same way as at every job grows, every position changes, takes on more responsibilities. If you stay stagnant and you never grow with the job, then the job will outgrow you and you will be discarded.
Well,
I was the same way in relationships, too. Because as relationships grow, you have to grow with.
I can definitely understand the change. But not everybody's going to do that. You all know this just as well as I do. Because sooner or later, you're going to have, as they say, what's the best choice of words? Fuck it attitude. You're just going to want to say, you know what? I'm tired of dealing with them. It's not me. I'm tired of dealing with this job. I can do better somewhere else. The grass is greener on the other side. You know what I'm saying? That Walmart's a little bit cleaner out of town, and I may want to go shopping over there when they realize they got the same groceries and the same items in that Walmart as they do by the one that they shop at.
Right.
But on the line, you got that attitude to think, you know what? I don't want to deal with this no more. The best thing to do and the easiest thing to do is to just walk away. Because if I don't got to deal with this fool no more, come on, y'all know. You've done it before. If I ain't got to deal with this fool again, everything will be different. And I won't have these problems.
Okay.
If I don't work at
now,
this job, maybe my situation will turn out better and I can get a promotion over there because they tripping over here. I know y'all have seen that.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, Andy, I done had that fuck it attitude. All right? I done had it, but when I got that fuck it attitude is when I decided to sit up here and go to school. Because that's when I realized it was me. I need to be my own boss. So I said, fuck it. I was sitting up on top of the roof. Matter of fact, downtown Fort Worth, the Sheraton, which sits close to... We were just renovating it. It was 105 on the ground, probably 125 on the roof. We had tar pits up there. I was hot as hell, and I looked at my boss, and I said, fuck it, I'm gone. And I made a decision to make a change, though. But I made a change for the better. Some of us say fuck it and we don't make a change because we don't realize that it's us that needs to make the change.
The ones that I'm really addressing, because it happens more often than not. You just say, you know what, it's this situation. It's not me. It's not the job. It's the situation. Now, if I left this situation, everything would be better. And they go right back to the same. Again, you can be dating a young lady, and she just as cuckoo as Cocoa Puffs as can be. I mean, a straight lunatic.
Oh, been there.
You know, maybe we date the same person. If you dated this Looney Tune, then just whatever you say, it just ain't making any sense. So you figure, okay, well, maybe if I get away from this person, and I'm not seen in public with this person, this particular person, then maybe things would be different. But you go back and you choose somebody else that puts you in the same situation. Different story. Same ending.
Right.
You're not choosing
one.
You're coming back to that same situation. It's a pattern. And I want to know, why does this happen so much? Why does it happen so frequently? And it takes several times for us and others to realize, okay, maybe it's not the situation. Maybe it's something I'm doing wrong. Or maybe it's just the kind of person that I'm attracted. Mm-hmm. Because we can seek all day long for what we think we like. But what you think about the most is what you truly attract. If you think lazy thoughts, you're going to attract lazy people. If you think higher echelon thoughts, chances are, you're going to think and be around those kind of people. You don't see Donald Trump and Charlie Sheen hanging out together because their mindsets are different.
Right.
You don't see Bill Cosby and 50 Cent hanging out together. Their mindsets are different. So you have to understand it's not necessarily the situation, but maybe it's the idea of what I need to be doing with my life, my situation. And if it's about your job, okay, when I go to this job, what's going to be my end result? Am I just looking for check to check? Because that's the situation. Am I looking to grow and advance with this company? Am I looking to stack my own chips and make my money so when it's time for me to leave, I'll be in a better position? We talked about that earlier. There's some people out there, and we can even look at, you know, because with the way the economy is right now, there are people who sign a six-month lease on an apartment complex. Well, in 6 months, you know that rent is going to shift. So what are you going to do in that 6 months? Are you really going to stack your paper up? Because it's going to be my break. Rent is only going to be this much money for 6 months, and I can break even. But as soon as that check come in, you the first one at the clearance rack. You the first one at the club. I got the first round for everybody. Because you're down and you got money now. That's not what you said you were going to do. You're not buying into that situation. You're taking advantage of that, and it's working against you. You're abusing your own privilege that you set the ground for. I got to stop doing this, man, because I was guilty of it. But you got to watch the pattern. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Find out your plan. Say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is the kind of person I'm looking for. This is the kind of job that I'm looking for. And this is the kind of situation that I want to be in. So every decision that you make with either this person or at that job or where you're living, always come back to that because it can make or break your next decision. Y'all got to follow me on this. Different story, same ending.
Right,
646-727-3279. If you got something to say, I know Wednesday's the place to be, right here on the online happy hour. We get rugged, we get real. Come on, Miss O'Neill, talk to me.
You know what, Eddie? I was talking to one of my best friends probably about an hour ago, and she was thinking, we were thinking about the same thing, and it has to tie in and do with our topic tonight, different story, same ending.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes there are certain females that say, I just don't do females. I just don't hang around females, you know.
These are females who say that?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I just don't do females. I just can't hang around females.
Yeah.
Well, if you're saying that, 10 times out of 10,
right,
it's you. Okay? Because you meeting all these different chicks. Obviously, you've met different females.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the same ending. Y'all aren't friends. You cannot get along.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Who makes that? You know what?
And when I hear females say that, I'm like, wow, really? I have to beware. Because you know what? We can't be cool like that. You won't get in my inner circle. Because you're not looking at yourself in no way, shape, form, or fashion.
Right.
To think, maybe I have something to do with this. Maybe I'm not the good friend that I say that I am. Or maybe I pick and choose one person that I want to be friendly with, but everybody else I'm turning up my nose.
Come on with
maybe I want to be the center of attention, and I can't be the center of attention.
Right.
Because everybody can shine, not just me.
Hello.
Go that out there, because that's just one of those topics that just really burn me up when I hear females say that, because it's ridiculous.
You ain't got no female friends, but you expect somebody to be at your wedding. With your maid about it. I don't hang out with females. Good. Some cake. I just won't make it to that one, because I understand sometimes in bridesmaids, let's get back to the phone lines, folks. This is going to get through. And folks, y'all know, this is how we get down. We can deal. We talked to Fort Worth. I want to thank my kin folks for calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going to get back to you by Carolina, but let's go ahead and move it on to the Midwest and stay there where Nikki is almost. In the 30, St. Louis, East St. Louis, that is, out there close to the pink slip. We got a caller calling in from East St. Louis. Caller, your phone number ends in 7762. Who's on the line with us tonight? Turn the volume up on your phone, caller. You're on the online happy hour with us. Who is this? Well, that's okay. We can always come back to you. Don't worry about it. But, folks, this is how we get real. I got to go touch my folks in the chat room, but in just a minute, I got to go holler to that number one man from Chosen One Sports. They say he can play. His name is Big Ray. What's going on, Ray? Talk to us.
This is Big Ray from Chosen One Sports and BigRayInternational.com. Andy Brown, I've been listening and chiming in and listening to what's going on. And, you know, everybody got their own opinion. Everybody got their own analogy. Well, mine is that humans are creatures of habit. And when put in pressure situations, they revert back to old habits.
And the guys in relationships, a lot of times people get the same person over and over again, but just with a different name, and they wonder why they're getting the same results. Well, a lot of times they might make some superficial changes on the outside, but it's what's on the inside that counts. You have to have a change in the renewal of the mind and the heart from within before you go to the outward. A lot of times they might just, you know, do what they call window dress. In the guise of a job, a lot of people get in a rut. They might leave one job and go to the same job with a different name, but wonder why they not get the same results. Might be good for the first 30, 60, 90 days. After that, they getting it just like they're getting at the last job. They done went from one plantation to another. A lot of times people have their mind been conditioned to be on a slave ship. You know, sometimes you got to break the cycle, what they call generational curses. You know, my family was on a slave ship. I was on a slave ship. My grandfather worked the same place 40 years and retired from there. Well, this is a different time and era. It don't work like that no more. You need to know going in, whenever you go to work for a company, for this company, or working for myself at this company to achieve my goals and aspirations. This company is not my source, but just a resource that God has provided for me to get to the next level and to do his work. A lot of people don't see it as that. I need my job. They don't know the job stands for just over broke. That job don't supply all your needs anyway. Job wasn't made to supply all your needs. It just supply partially all your needs. That's why it's a lot of people in there, Andy Brown. You know what I'm saying? What they do is they dangle their carrot in front of your nose. Sometimes if you're a good house person, they might even let you taste the carrot. Then they put it on that fishing pole and stick it out in front of you. Now, go get it, boy. Go get it. You can taste the carrot. You're just smart. And then you get a little bit along the line. They let you get another bite of the carrot. And next time, what they might do is switch it up, put an apple in front of you. Huh? Instead of carrot, now you got an apple. You know, the master good. All the time, use a consumer instead of a producer. A lot of people haven't conditioned their minds to be a producer. Now, of course, you know, sometimes you got to step out on faith with faith, but our works is dead. If you're going to be a producer, you're going to have to do just that, and produce or get reduced. You know, that's the name of the game. Whether in life, relationships, or work. In the guise of relationships, whatever you do to get them, that's what you're going to have to do to keep them. Proper maintenance is essential. you can't come in whining and dying and treating them right, cooking and setting it up, then 3 to 6 months later you just want to take a you just want to go on strike. Are we good? Nah, we straight. You know, just come through, do what you do, and that's it. However you start off, that's how you got to maintain. That's what a job. You know, you go to job, go through training, you're all bubbly, all excited. Then after training, they let you out on the floor. You just all giddy and got that super enthusiasm. I'm going to be number one. Hey, can you hear me? Are you still with me?
Oh, man, absolutely.
Man, you got to keep that same enthusiasm and take that same enthusiasm, transfer it over to your own business. Everybody ought to have at least 3 sources of income, a primary source, a secondary source, and a side hustle. Because one thing, especially if you're working in corporate America, their primary source can come and go any day. They can pull the carpet off from you at any time. Only thing is like how people you say you save up for a rainy day. You don't save up for a rainy day because one day it will rain. Question is, when will it rain, how much will it rain, and how much is going to come down, and can you handle the rain? You understand what I'm saying? You just have to be prepared. You know, when that corporate America job go through, you know, a lot of people don't utilize it to its fullest extent. Sometimes they got the 401k plan where they get company matches. A lot of people all participate. A man is free money. You put at least the amount they're going to give you. You come get it every 6 months and get it back to keep there. A lot of people just don't use their head for some other than a hat rack. That's my background.
Ray is telling the truth. I know the folks in the chat. You know what? You done spoke this man. A hush just fell over Jerusalem. Because they like, y'all, everybody, we know you're bobbing your head. Because we can see you.
Oh, yeah.
They nodding on this because, man, you get it spot on, as they say, in corporate America. That's just having 100% real talk with it. Real talk with it. Nikki, what you thinking on that?
Oh, I disagree just a little bit in regards to the statement about corporate America. And the only reason I disagree with only maybe about 2% of what Ray said is because at the end of the day, any of your resources can dry up, whether you be an entrepreneur, business owner, side hustle, 2-3 side hustles. I happen to be one of those persons that's employed in corporate America with a secondary income with also a side hustle. So I got my bases covered. But prior to corporate America several years ago, I was a business owner. And when the economy tanked, you know, shopping retail, those luxury items, that's the last thing on people's mind. So at the end of the day, when I think about my role in corporate America, it's a lot bigger than I am. Because when I look at the halls of corporate America, I am one of the few. And when I say few, I'm talking maybe 500 people in these corporate offices. I am one of maybe 5 black people. So my presence in those hallways are significant just because I'm setting the tone. I'm coming in. I'm professional. I'm educated. I'm on time, before time. I come early. I leave late. So my presence, even though the job can dry up, what I brought and what I contribute to the company, that will be there when I leave. And so to me, that's where that relationship building and all of that stuff that happens while you're at a job. Because see, I'll never be unemployed. Never. I talk to too many people. I communicate with too many people. I do things that I don't have to do for people. So if this job ever dries up, I have too many people that I can call and just be like, hey, you know what? Just went down yesterday. Can I start in 2 weeks? Keep the party going. So I understand that not being your main source and that not being your mindset, but when you're there, you have to know that you are standing on the shoulders of that janitor that's been working there for 30 years and that's all that he can do. So when I look at it from that aspect, I just look at it a little bit different just because I just want to pay homage to the people who, you know, it's only 5 of us there, but we all doing big things. We all decision makers at the end of the day.
Mr. Brown, can I get insight on that?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, she's saying it from her perspective as a female of African-American descent. Now, in corporate America, you count as what they call a twofer. You count as a minority, and you count as a female. So you're a little more valuable in a system versus a male of African-American descent where they consider us a threat. A strong man with a strong mind, with some backbone that don't take BS, don't kiss behind, but come to work, do his job, that's intelligent, intellectual, we pose a threat to them. They don't want us around. The system is designed to lead us astray. As far as you, you what they call an asset, because they can use a double minority. As far as a man, they don't want too many strong men. They looking for puppets, they looking for pawns, and they looking for drones. From your perspective, you always good, because anytime people get 2-for-1, it's just like when you go to the store and catch something good on sale, 2-for-1. You can always swoop it up. That's why you always in demand. People that's considered a threat, or somebody that's smart enough to take their job, because, you know, we always had to be twice as good, twice as fast, and 3 times as better. So that's not what they want. Hey, this guy right here, he's kind of polished. He has his game together. And, you know, you had to have your game together for him to look at you to come to the door. From a male perspective, it's a whole different thing. You run there tipping on eggshells from day one. Hey, don't smile too hard at the women. Don't look at the women of other nationalities. When you pass one, eyes to the curb, eyes to the floor. Well, you know, I'm a proud man. I'm proud of my accomplishments. I know who I am, who I am, where I'm going. I'm going to look up. I'm going to look you in the eye. If I want to speak or be present, I'm going to do that. Ain't nobody going to stop me. But that's how the system is designed. From your standpoint, yeah, you good. You always in demand. Me? Hey, if I lose a job, hey, then I'm over 6 feet, athletically inclined.
You know, some of them guys, they like to talk to people any kind of way. I'm not that guy. They can look at my face and tell. Not that I come with a bad mood or attitude, because I come with the right mood and attitude every day. But that's the difference.
Right.
Can I just
Well, hold that thought, Nikki. I got somebody else that wants to talk to us a little bit. And I got to keep the phone lines open to my peoples. Y'all know how we do on the online happy hour. Tonight's topic, I told y'all, hot like fish grease, baby. Different story, same ending. Call in number 646-727-3279. If you're having a good time on the happy hour and you're in the chat room, y'all just let us know something. Sitting there all quiet, and you're like, yeah, this is cool. I feel you. Please know you're in there. Wake up a little bit. Caller in Dallas, Texas. Your phone number ending in 80. Who is this right here with us?
It's your boy, Money Valentino.
What's good, my man? Talk to
me. You got it. What's going on, everybody? What's up, Big Ray? What's up, Andy? Young lady just said something. Big Ray basically pretty much said everything I was going to say, so they let me know we definitely in tune. But I wanted to ask the young lady real quick how old she was.
I'm 37.
Okay, so at 37 years old, I'm a little younger than you. But coming out of college 8 years ago at 22, I realized very quickly that if you could offer an individual black man with a finance degree at a bank, a teller's position, which doesn't even take a high school diploma, to have at $7.17 an hour or whatever it was at that time, if you can do that, then you meant me no good, and there was no real success in your system of corporate America that you had set up for me. Okay. And so therefore I never really went in to corporate America, period, point blank. And while at times, you know, like you said, you ran your own business, it's up and it's down, the thing that I realized was this right here, was to get multiple streams of income like Caucasian people have been taught to do, because at any time that job that you have can be let go. But in the process, while you're building your business, if you had structured your business in a way where you have multiple streams of income coming in when the economy changes around, it's just like the job. If the job is your only source of income, once that's done, then that's done. That's over and done for you. But if it almost sounds like to me, and this is, you know, I may, hopefully you don't take this the wrong way, but it almost sounds like you bought the corporate plan hook, line, and sinker. Because they can never They never ever can pay you what you worth. Period, point blank. And the time that you're spending with the right plan, with the right teaming up of individuals that you know, a partnership. Most of the time, as black people, we're doing our business by ourselves. However, we say we're spiritual individuals, we don't want to get together with anybody else. But right in the Bible says two are better than one, and we know that. But we have some problem for some reason teaming up with other people to create our own corporations, okay, to create our own corporations. Therefore, we can get all of the benefits of corporations and we can come together. If you make $100,000 a year already by yourself, if you, say, me, you, Big Ray, Andy got together, well, that's four people right there, and we create a corporation, we have the power to easily create $400, $500 million in a year's time, which is more money than either of us that I know have made in 1 year period yet to date. Okay, so that same amount of time that we're spending working at in corporate America on a daily basis, 8 hours a day, driving into work, having to act like the people we're around, we know that's not really us, but we look at that as being achievement. When they accept us, they move us up, take our ideas, which they make millions of dollars off of, millions, and we still get the same salary. But they go and take millions of dollars off of one of our ideas. We give them a rookie-year promotion. You get $20,000 extra dollars this year, $10,000 extra this year. And we think we're successful because we have their degree. We work at their company. We live in their houses they built for us. We drive their cars with their company name on the back. But we look at it as being successful. We talk each other down. I hear sisters talking to brothers down because they don't have it. Well, you know what? We've realized at our age, I know I'm 30, right? I don't know how old you are, and Andy, but I realized at an early age that their system is not going to last. It's falling right now as we speak. The dollar is not even worth, every dollar we have is not even worth about 63 cents. Of what it really is, of what the actual, it's a dollar, but it's really only worth 63 cents or less. You understand what I'm saying? And so we're steady trying to go forward and be successful in a world and in a system that's falling right here in America and around the world, but definitely right here in America. The dollar is falling every single day, but we steady chasing after it. And not only are we chasing after it, but we are dividing our families over it. We are dividing our friendships over it. And we really are not producing a world and building something for ourselves. We are steadily building their world because we don't want to struggle for a little bit. That's all I got to say.
I agree with you 100%, Valentino. This is your girl, O'Mill Brown. And you are totally, totally, totally 100% correct as far as my views are concerned. You know, sometimes it takes for us to hit our head in that corporate America world when you're trying to climb that ladder, and you might climb a little bit, and then they knock you down. But then that's when you realize that, you know what, I need to start doing something for myself because this could happen at any time. And when this economy fell, 2006, that's when it started. You know, and it really started getting, the hole started getting bigger and bigger and bigger in 2000, and by 2009 it was wrapped. But so many people get consumed with the way and trained of corporate America that they lost so much when that happened. They didn't know what to do because they don't have that frame of mind and that business frame of mind to have started to build something on their own, unless they were in the middle of doing it and maybe they had to give it up. You know, because you never know where someone is in that process. But I would have to agree with you on that. That's why my life in corporate America is so much better, because I have this and other avenues that I'm working with my people on, the people that met that have the same views, so we can grow outside of this state of mind that they're training some of us to think in this world. But you got to be able to think outside the box. You know, I see people get happy, and yes, I'm happy to have a job. People get promotions. You know, they're happy about it. But you're putting your eggs in this basket again for them. What are you going to do if they cut you? Then what? I mean, we have to start thinking about what the next step is.
And a lot of us don't take the time to realize that. Ladies and gentlemen, there's somebody on this line that has a business but hasn't told anybody about it. There's somebody on this phone who has the side hustle, like Ray said, but doesn't know how to get that side hustle and turn it into a business. Well, here's your opportunity. We broadcast nationwide to over 7,500 listeners, including yourself. We're based here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But just like you've seen, we take calls from all over the country. So if you need to let people know what you're doing, where you're doing it, and how you're getting it done, the online happy hour. Y'all know how you can advertise your business with us. This is family. This is true network marketing. Miss Oatmeal and I, we got you. We got your voice. Nikki's coming with the real. This is how we do. We talked about Goodfellas. We talked about Stream Energy. Also want to send a big shout-out to Fat Gear Retail Clothing Store in Dallas, Texas. It's the finest in women's urban apparel. 3215 Kirkwood Street in Dallas, Texas. Call my man Sebo when you're ready to get a nice gear, ladies. The weather's changing. 972-283-4327. I'm going to give that to you one more again if you're in Dallas, Texas. 972-283-4327. Holler my man Sebo, store owner. If you want to look the best you can in the hottest fashions of women's apparel, tell them AB and Miss Oatmeal sent you. That's how we do. This is how we build networks, people. Armani was spot on with it. Ray was right there with it. Y'all got to know how we do it. Just like we were talking about earlier, no matter what job you seem to apply for, is it always the economy? Why do you think the job isn't working for you? Different story, same ending. Are you not applying yourself? Is it really based on the economy? We're feeding them and you're not feeding yourself? Why are you not wanting to take that chance and do your own thing? It can happen if you apply yourself. Just like Armani said, the bumps are going to be in front of you. But that's with any company. You know, Walmart and Kmart have their bumps and bruises, and some of y'all are a part of that. Buying stuff and then taking it back 2 days later. Who does this? Who holds up the line in Walmart because they want to return onions?
Appreciate that, man.
And a pack of hot dogs because you didn't feel the need for it. Stop doing it. I just had to get that out. You holding up the line in the return aisle. I just want to make a quick return. You know, hey, I already had these socks. I thought I had some more. I just need a quick pair. Let me take these back. Didn't need them.
Well, you really had a problem. Like, you returned a TV that you bought that didn't work. Now,
yes.
That calls us for returning.
That does call for return because that's what they try to guide
them. Hot dogs in that freezer.
And people on the real, different story, same man. Stop dressing crazy when you go to Walmart. It's not cool. Just don't just be whatever you wear around your house. Don't mean you wear that in Walmart at 2 o'clock in the morning. Stop doing that. Somebody's gonna see you, and it might be me. If I see any of our listeners at 2 o'clock in the morning at a Walmart and they dress, I mean, just shoes and dress socks,
not the fluffy,
you know,
bunny slippers,
and V-neck sweater. Stop doing that. You know something, and want to park in the front. That's good. Let's get back to the show. I'm sorry.
I got something else I want to stop doing. Ladies, stop giving out the nappy dugout, okay? And then wonder why he don't want to be with you. I can't find no man.
Really?
Really? I want to get married. But day two, you're giving up the goods.
Day two?
Really? Really? On a consecutive basis?
Well, maybe she just feels
right. No problem.
Day two. That it can be that way. You know, maybe that's how she feels because he's a good guy. He's not. He's really good.
Really? How do you know that?
Well, maybe because I've been there before. Too short said it best. I met you on Friday. I'm not going to finish the rest of this story.
Okay, but hey. It's a different story. Too sad and you beat up and you want to be mad.
And they're no longer with you. Why? Because the mindset will change. Now, there's a few out there who made it to matrimony bliss, and y'all got down, you know, the first or second day. It happens for whatever reason. But the norm, no. Stop leading from the hip and try leading with your lip. Have a good conversation piece.
I can't believe he did that to me. Oh, my God. Who is this chick that I see now?
Well, he just think he a player. Why? Because he met you on the first of the month? And it's the 17th, and y'all don't kick it no more? He think he a player? You just didn't get chose. It happened. Mike, you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
And
But y'all hit a nice tone then. I like what y'all just said, because that's something that's real, man. Because I actually found myself at that point, man. But you know what? I think a lot of females, they think that it's a concept out there that, and it's a misconstrued concept that you got to sit up here and you got to give it up that fast to keep that good man. And truthfully, if dudes can get mad at me, but I'm going to say it as raw as I can. If a nigga allows you or takes it on the first day, then 9 times out of 10, I don't really think he's going to be that good man for you.
You don't think so?
I really don't, because I'm going to tell you the truth. When a dog smells a female in heat, he going to go ahead and get it and he going to leave. How many dogs you know stay around?
Well, it depends. You know, you should have your dog spayed or neutered.
But see, now, if your dog spayed or neutered, ain't nothing going down anyway, so. Let's be real.
You know,
she might give it up early and then continue throughout the relationship, but with other men. How about that?
I think that
guys tend to forget about that.
I even just hate the concept that the terminology that we are giving something up is even applicable. I mean, at the end of the day, she might just want to have sex. Not that I subscribe
to that, hold up. Okay, Nikki, I'm gonna say this, because I'm gonna tell you why. When the term is used, giving something up, I really feel like that's what a woman is doing, because I'm gonna go a little deeper with you on this, but because okay, we have just demoted sex to just a physical thing, when truly, to me, sex between me and a female is something that's a connection. But if you just give it up, if you just open your legs up just for the sake of having sex because you just want to feel good for that one time, you just gave away a piece of yourself to somebody.
But just like the man did. The onus of giving something up is always put on the woman. That's my issue with it. The onus of giving something up is always put on the woman, as if the man is somehow, you know, not part of the equation. I do agree that when you're intimate someone, that there is a spiritual connection, your soul opens up. It is truly an intimate act. But the onus, and we've been conditioned to believe that since the beginning of time, and women have subscribed to it as well, that, you know, you're giving something up. It's this and it's that, and all of that onus, all of that responsibility falls on you. So when you do bump your head, make a mistake, I'm not saying make 5 or 6 of them in the same week or anything like that, but that onus and that responsibility, for whatever reason, falls on the woman, and I actually just think it's unfair. We've been conditioned to believe that, it, you know, it's all on us. It's all on us. No, it's two people engaged in that act. And so I'm 100% responsible for me and somebody else. No, it has to be some responsibility. I gave it up, and he took it. So the onus has to be on both.
It goes both ways. Now, I'm going to agree with you, because the simple fact is.
But see, Nikki, I'm going to have to, you know, we're going to agree or disagree on this one, because, you know, as a woman, you should treat it as it's precious. It really should be precious, and it should be precious to him as well.
Lose my trust.
Okay, but we are giving it up. We are giving it up. Now,
I'm not saying that we is not me and you. Let's just say that. But what I understand what you're saying, you know, there is this going thing these nowadays where it's just, you know, people are having casual sex, you know, before monogamy. It just is what it is. Whenever the urge hits, that's what they're doing. And so my thought process is that, you know, women are just now at a place where they doing what men do. But the onus is on us. That's all I'm saying. That we're somehow responsible for that.
Basically, the females are giving it up way too easy. Because if they weren't, we wouldn't be having these issues that are going on in the world today. They're throwing it left and right. They're giving it up very easily.
Yeah, so
nothing.
We're basically doing what men have been doing since the beginning of time. But we're just the ones responsible for it.
We're not supposed to be doing that. That's why it's all
okay.
Jacked up.
Now, ladies, let's take this. Armani, are you still there? Armani Valentino? Maybe he's not with us right now.
Because if, let me say this one thing.
Go ahead.
Because, you know, it's a lot of bitch-assness going on out there today with the
Ooh.
Men, right? And we
True
do
indeed.
Not, we can, no, I can't stand for a man to act like a woman. So, therefore, there should be an issue with the woman being free sexually like a man. Because there's got to be some line drawn. Because we are women and they are men, right? So we got to draw the line. Or else they're going to go around here and continue to wear skirts. And that shit's not cool.
I'm not disagreeing with our actions as a whole as women, but what I am saying is that the responsibility of that act cannot just, the burden of that act cannot just fall on us. Now, since the beginning of time, it's been measured that way. You know, it's been dictated that way that, you know, good girls don't do this, good girls don't give it up, good girls, it's all, but my issue is that not that necessarily, you know, women are, you know, giving it up freely, which is definitely an issue, but now that we are out of order, it's all our fault. And all I'm saying is that the responsibility has to fall on both ends. That's all I'm saying. As much as a female may be giving it up, there's some, you know, dog-ass Negro somewhere willing to take it. And now that the playing field is almost even out with the men that are willing to take it along with the women that are willing to give it up, now it's, oh, we got to do something to correct ourselves. I understand that and I don't disagree, but the onus cannot just be on us to correct it because the behavior now is so far out of line that if 10 women decide to correct it, you still got a couple hundred that ain't. So I'm still coming up short on the relationship aspect because he can go somewhere and do what he wants to do with 200 other women if he doesn't have any self-control. The onus has to be put back on the men as well. It can't just be me, you, and, you know, our group of friends because that ain't going to get it done. So the onus, he has to be able to recognize when it's a good woman in his presence. He has to be able to have some dick control, excuse my language. He has to be able to recognize that, you know, sticking and moving everything really ain't the way to go, especially if your ass is over 30-something. So all I'm saying is while, yeah, we control the tone, we dictate the relationship, they have got to share in the responsibility.
Right, and I understand where you're coming from with that. Definitely.
I disagree.
But I just say that women should just treat it more precious like they used to. You don't have to be this goody-goody two-shoe female because there's
rarely
you know, females out there. But, I mean, just really just open it up, just letting anybody just run up in it, that's not cool.
Now, you can't be sleeping with dudes for no Air Force Ones or some White Castles. I feel you.
What I'm saying for, you know, a two-piece of the pepper. I just said he rubbed it.
From Tasty's at homecoming.
You can just, you know, you can just punk him and just treat him any kind of way. You just whipping it on him like that.
Yeah, I agree with that. The behavior definitely needs to be modified on our end. We are definitely out of control. We cannot stick and move like men because we're not emotionally built for it. But at the same time, you know, got to be some accountability on his end. His judgment day will come too.
Armani, are you on the line?
Yeah, let him on the line, bro. I'm on the line. I had to click over, and I came back.
I believe that you have some literature about this topic you're talking about.
Yeah, man, I really do, and I disagree totally with you, ladies. I'm going to be straight up honest with you, and I usually don't just disagree outright, but I'm going to let y'all know I disagree, especially with what I just heard. I was trying to find an 18 to write down, you know, everything, because I was doing a lot of different things over here, but I didn't get a chance to. But the last thing that was just said, there's no difference in sleeping with a guy for a two-piece and a pepper and Air Force Ones and whatever else you said than you're sleeping with him because he pays your rent or because he buys you a car because of that. It's no difference at all. It's the same spirit.
We were making
you
light of the situation. That's all. First of all, sleeping with anybody because of something or because of something they can do for you is all the way wrong.
Huh?
We were actually making light of the situation because we know women who will do that. But, no, I agree wholeheartedly. You don't sleep with anybody for anything they can do for you.
Right, right. Okay. Well, like I said, I kicked back over. That was first one of the first things I heard. I was like, okay, well, I don't know.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, absolutely not.
But earlier, I wanted to come back real quick.
You sound short with all of that. We just made that example as far as the two-piece and the pepper are the Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So forgive me for that, Dan. I laughed with y'all. So, but I want to say this earlier. I didn't get to finish saying this earlier, Andy. That one of the things I want to remind everybody about real quick, I love to have fun just as anybody else, but some things that I'm really, really serious about, okay? God is one, our relationship for the other one, and money is the third one, okay? Now, we were talking about earlier about money and corporate and this, that, and the other. A few years ago, when the recession really, really hit us, a lot of people weren't prepared. And so, as I was saying earlier, my background is my degree is in finance, okay? And not that it matters or anything, but later on this year, the recession is going to hit even harder starting in the month of November. And I would be wrong for not telling everybody that's under my voice right now, especially information that I know that they would have the opportunity to prepare for it. That way their blood is not on my hands, okay? Back in when the people were just giving the mortgage loans and to any and everybody, you know, off of stated income, stated documents. In 2007, we saw the first round of those hit, which caused the housing market and ultimately caused this current, what we call recession right now, to go into effect. The rest of those loans, okay, which is more than, I don't know how many billions of dollars, are going to become due in November. And things are worse financially than they were in 2007, right now in 2011, and those loans are going to become due. And a lot of people are not going to be prepared for it. So it's really and truly the best time for us as black people to start a business, to get together with one another, to do some things together, kind of like we're doing right now on this call, but also to take some of this into effect because we are going to be the first ones laid off from these companies, whether you're a black woman or a black man. That's just what it is because the first law of nature is the law of self-preservation. After yourself, then it's your kind, the people who are like you, okay? And so we have to get together ASAP, you all. I mean ASAP because it is going to go down really quickly, and most people are not prepared. Another thing I want to tell everybody to do real quick is begin to start to spend some money on gold and on silver because it's one of the only things that holds its value throughout the history of time. All right? Even if you only get, right now, gold is about $30 an ounce. Okay? So over the next few months, every time you get paid, you spend $30 on one piece of gold, one ounce of silver, not gold, because gold is like a tremendous amount right now, but silver, it will put you in a better position throughout these years to come, more so than stocks and bonds and even real estate, okay? With that, I'm done. I just want to give y'all that.
Okay. We appreciate that golden nugget, no pun intended, on that information. I'm going to have to put
say what now?
What's the name, Mr. 99 question?
Go to sleep.
Yeah, yes, sir. What'd you say now?
Just trying to give you a little quick alley-oop. We only got a few minutes left in the show. Mr. 99 questions. What's the name of your book? If you would give the people the name of your book, what you have out?
Well, I got five of them. Which one you want to know?
99 questions.
99 questions you must ask a man before sleeping with him and definitely before having sex. The love triangle, how to heal from a broken heart, hurt, shame, bitterness, and betrayal. If you want to lose weight, don't listen to your fat friends. And then my most recent book is called Claim the Increase, how to start where you are with what you have and achieve whatever it is that you're looking for in your own personal life. Because your success is your success and not somebody else's.
Right on.
That's right.
And you can visit www.armanivalentino.com. If you want me to come and speak, you need me to show up for something, you let me know I'm there, especially if it has anything to do with youth and young people in some positive.
That's what's up. We appreciate that information, man, that nugget.
If you want to know a little bit more about Chosen One Sports, you can see the information that Ray has available. Ms. Altman, did we have a good show tonight?
Yes, we most definitely did. You know, I hope that everybody got something out of the show tonight. You know, and I just want to end on this note, which is one of my favorite quotes or sayings.
Mm-hmm.
The definition of insanity, which is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result.
Right on.
We are all forever evolving. That's what life is about. So it's very important that you constantly feed your mind, body, and soul, detox, purge, do whatever you need to do. Look at yourself in the mirror and find out what it is that you can do to make yourself a better person. You're always going to have to do that until the day that you leave this earth. So, I mean, until you realize that, you might have the same ending.
That's what's up. Nikki, did you enjoy the show tonight?
Absolutely, as always, as always.
That's what's
and
up.
And I just
well,
wanted
ladies.
To...
I thank
sorry,
everybody
Andy.
For coming in. This has been great. Notice that you can contact your boy, Andy Brown, certified professional life coach. I want to give back to the people, let them know what's going on. My website will be up and running very shortly, andybrownspeaks.com. Be looking for it. Also be looking for Miss Oatmeal's hot new single, Knick Knack. The video should be released sometime in the next couple of weeks. We're going to keep you posted on that. The editing is going on as we speak. You're going to find us live, Dallas, Texas, if you're going to be in the area. The last Saturday of the month, April 30th, we're going to be at Hands of Glory in Dallas, Texas. Beauty and Barber Salon, it's going to be off the chain. We're going to have more information about that. Like I mentioned before, folks, follow us on Facebook and advertise your business with us. You know, as we wrap up the show today, I want to thank the folks who chimed in on the insight. I want to thank the fantastic folks who called in and who've been chatting with us and joining us in the blog room. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, got some good information from us, do us a favor, folks. Just tell three more people to tune in with you next week. Stop being a stranger. Invite somebody to come back with you. As Ms. Oatmeal Brown and myself and Nikki's going to come with the realness and the hotness, and we're going to get off with another hot topic. So log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101, God First.
Good night to my family. Go mob to my frat. Rest in peace to my brother Albert Smalls. His birthday was 2 days ago. Would have been 37 years old. We're going to end the show on the hot track, Knick Knack, as Miss Oatmeal puts it down. So go on and get you a little sample of what's going to come out and what's going to be the hottest new single out across the board, y'all. We appreciate you. Good night. We gone.
They're goody, goody, real sexy hoodie. More than love, but just enough. All this.